بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I have been doing some videos on short videos on parenting challenges currently given the corona. If it's not locked down, then definitely it is restricted movement, which means that children are mostly at home, and parents are finding it difficult on how to deal with them. So do watch those videos also more detail. But I want to, in a nutshell. In this Fajr reminder, I want to mention a couple of things. One is that today we are looking at it from the perspective of saying, here are these kids who are causing difficulties, what must I do? I suggest that we look at ourselves and say that, why is this difficulty being caused? Why are these kids behaving the way they are behaving? Now, for a lot of us, it might be too late, in the sense that the kids are already grown up. They are not kids anymore. They are, they are teenagers. They are in their 20s. But at least it will do some good to reflect on this and make istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also for those whose children are not that old, then it's a good reminder. Please understand that a teenager who is throwing a tantrum today, he is throwing a tantrum or she is throwing a tantrum. This is not the first time they are doing it. This is the first time you are noticing it. This is the first time that you are finding it difficult to deal with. They have been throwing those tantrums from the time they were 1 year old, and you thought it was cute. You allowed it to happen. You thought it was cute. You didn't really do anything about it. You did not do anything to set them, to get them disciplined, to create any structure in their lives. And now, when they have grown big, then it's a problem. So you say, wow, you know, this is happening. As a teenager, he's doing it. Well, he's always been doing it. And not only has he or she always been doing it, but they have always gotten away with it. This is, you taught this to them as a success technique. How can I get anything out of my parents? By making a nuisance of myself. And the only thing I need to do is to make enough of a nuisance so that my parents will succumb. And my parents always succumb. Now, this is the message that you have been giving to them. And welcome to a successful experience. Welcome to the fact that they learnt it well. Now, what can you do now? Of course, what you can do now is to try to bring in some discipline anyway, and especially with the older ones. Force does not work, so please don't even think about it. Trying to be brutal with them or trying to do any of that, it makes absolutely zero impact. It only makes matters worse. What is to be done is to sit and talk to them, is to bring them together, all of you sit together, talk to them as adults, because they are young adults. They are young, but they are adults. So there's no sense in treating a young adult as a little child. And this is one of the big problems that we have of relating to each other, where parents live through their entire lives imagining that their children are still 4 or 5 years old, right? I mean, I know you don't do that cognitively, but you do that in terms of your behavior and in terms of unconscious response. You do not treat your children as adults. They are adults. They are not. They are still your children genetically, biologically. But they are not children at all. They are adults. In some cases, they might be, they might have their own children. Yet, I've seen parents treating children with children like children. I mean, that's completely ridiculous. So, this happens. Now, with teenagers, this is what we do. We have been doing it. So, the change has to come from us. How do I change my behavior with them? How do I change the way I treat them or have been treating them? So that's the first question. And the way to do that is to sit and talk to them. It's just to sit and explain to them, look, these are the situations, so on. So what can we do? Second thing is get them involved in actual problem solving. So we say, here is a problem. We are stuck in the house. How can we make this the most interesting, the most enjoyable period of our lives on which we can look back, and it will be make it a period where you know, we can look back on it with pride, with confidence, with satisfaction to say that here we were faced with a calamity, we were faced with an emergency situation, but we dealt with it so beautifully that we came out of it not only unscathed, but we came out of it with, you know, very, very well. I mean, we came out of it in a way that was beneficial for us. So how can we do that? So I think this is the thing: sit with them, talk to them, and listen to them. Now, that's the other thing which I want to tell you, because listen to them. Don't talk at them. Don't try to force your point of view on what you think they should do. Instead of that, listen to them. Just ask a question, listen to them, deal with it seriously like you would do in a regular, you know, your office meetings or something. Have a notepad. Don't tell them, take notes, you take notes. And then say, explain, okay, now this is what you said, I'm writing this down, this is what you said, am I writing it correctly, and so on and so forth. Deal with it. But you need to build a new relationship with them, a relationship that you probably never had till now. As I told you, just because they are your biological children doesn't mean anything. They are young adults in your house. For a lot of you, it will be like strangers. Now, who are these strangers in my house? Well, guess what? They are your children. So, sit with them, talk to them, do it in a way which is adult to adult, right? This is not parents to children, adult to adult. And inshallah, you will be successful. This is the best advice that I can give you, given this time. Final point is, look at yourself. Parents complain, they say that children today, they do not show respect. Let me ask you a dirty question. I mean, I'm asking you a bad question. I'm sure you won't like it, but do you think you are worthy of respect? Do you seriously think that you are worthy of being respected? Remember, anything where you have to say should, any time that you have to use authority, whether it's moral authority, whether it is through religion, you know, Allah said this, respect your parents and whatnot, it shows a weakness on your part. Not to say that Allah didn't say that. Of course, Allah said that. But my point is, why does it come to a point where you need a dalil for someone to show respect to you? How come that respect doesn't happen by itself? How is it and why is it that it doesn't happen by itself? That is something to really seriously ask yourself and say, okay, what is it in me that is worthy of respect? I want my child to respect me for what? Now, remember, I'm only asking a question. I'm not saying you are not worthy of respect. I'm not saying there's nothing in you. So, don't get offended. I'm saying seriously ask this question to yourself and say, what is it in me that my child can look up to? What is it in me that my child can respect me for? Develop that in yourself and they will respect you without your having to use authority, without your having to use any dalail, without your having to use any kind of force, you know, overt or covert. So ask yourself this question and say, what is it in me that is worthy of respect? And if you can't answer that question, then believe me, they can't answer it either. Now what to do? Develop something. Develop something. The first, the finest, the quickest, the most powerful way of developing that is to own up to the fact that today I am sitting in front of you and I really do not think I am worthy of respect. I am ashamed of my behavior. For example, you might say, well, I notice how I behave. I just recollect how I behave when I'm angry, I'm raving and ranting, and I know this is bad. I'm going to stop doing that from now onwards. I'm going to behave in ways which are productive. I'm going to behave in ways which are worthy of respect. Say this in so many words. See how adherent you are to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fard on you. Do you pray on time? Do you pray and wake up for tahajjud? Do you pray tahajjud? Do you read Quran? Do you give charity? Are you charitable with other people? Are you? Do you do ghibah? Do you do gossiping the whole time in your house? Do you use up other people's properties? Do you keep them? Do you respect other people's dignity? If somebody is mentioned in front of you in a negative way, do you listen to that? Believe me, your children are watching all of this, and they've been watching all of this from the time they were 1 year old. And believe me, whether they respect you or not is a reflection of your own behavior, how you have come across to them through these years. No need to lose hope. Stop it now. Right now, make istighfar, make tawbah. And if any of these things I told you, if they fit you, and if maybe there is something else which I have not mentioned here, because that's not my idea here to list all the possible things, make sure you make amends. Make istighfar, tawbah. Own up, right up in front. There's no shame in owning up to something that you have done. So own up and speak to them. Inshallah, you will change lives and they will change lives. JazakAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.